Hi, I'm Julie Mackin. Look, I'm sure I'm not alone in being pretty stunned by the revelations coming out of the Royal Commission into banking. I didn't know really where to start with this issue. And then I read yesterday that the online publication Crikey have very helpfully compiled a list of, well, the top five scandals that we've heard to date, though they rightly warned that this list is bound to become out of date pretty soon as the Commission continues taking evidence. Nevertheless, to date, the Royal Commission has revealed that the Commonwealth Bank charged dead people for services that not even the living received. And in one case, this went on for 10 years. And yes, the CBA was aware that this theft was going on. Secondly, the same bank admitted they should be given a gold medal for ripping customers off. They conceded that they had so far been forced to pay back $118 million to customers who were charged for services they didn't receive. They also admitted that they'd failed to provide annual reviews to more than 30,000 customers. Coming in at third place was NAB's admission of corruption in some of their Western Sydney branches. Turns out NAB's introducer program, which provided commissions to people without any financial expertise for home loan referrals, led to forged documents and fake pay slips to settle loans and white envelopes stuffed with cash bribes. The program, however, was incredibly successful for the NAB and snared at $24 billion worth of loans. Ah, that's corruption that works. Fourth is AMP's work in misleading the corporate regulator, although regulator is probably an ambitious description for ASIC. Nevertheless, ASIC is the cop on the beat when it comes to corporate corruption, and AMP has been forced to admit that not only were thousands of customers deliberately charged for services they were never going to receive, but that ASIC itself had been repeatedly misled about the fact. The head of financial advice, Anthony Regan, confessed the company had lost count of how many times that had happened. Finally, there are the heartbreaking stories of the lives destroyed by crook financial planners with complete disregard for the harm they were doing. And of course, there was that minor issue of financing terrorists. I mean, imagine if these CEOs from the banks were young Muslim blokes from Western suburbs. This is really appalling stuff. And it's made worse because the federal government was dragged kicking and screaming into having this Royal Commission. And remember, they only eventually agreed to it after the banks said they thought it was a good idea. And while Labor is now demanding an apology and compensation and probably the firstborn of every banking CEO, it is also worth remembering that when the Greens suggested we needed this Royal Commission in 2015, Sam Dastyari dismissed the idea as a Green stunt. Look, I'm very serious when I say we need to remember these details, because as the Royal Commission into the Sexual Abuse of Kids by Churches and Kids Held in Detention, and indeed the Black Deaths in Custody Royal Commission have highlighted, these commissions are only as good as the implementation of the recommendations that come out of them. And continuing to hold these people and corporations to account is our job together. Finally, just while we're on the question of Royal Commissions, it really is time for a Royal Commission into tax avoidance by corporations. We've seen story after story come out about huge companies like Apple, Exxon and others too numerous to name, though I noticed that great investigative journalist Michael West has actually compiled a list, and it's eye-watering the amount of money these people are making. Michael's stories reveal companies that are making 20, 30 and 40 billion bucks a year and paying not 1 cent in tax. Before the federal government gives these same companies another tax cut, we need a Royal Commission into the kind of tax avoidance and evasion that is currently going on. And should anyone in Canberra actually put forward that idea, just watch how both major parties respond. Eva and I keep talking about trust and how much we're losing that binding magic in our civic lives. One institution most of us seem to trust more than the political parties are Royal Commissions, because they're transparent, they have clear boundaries, and they have one job, to find the truth. If politicians ever want to re-establish trust with the community, they can start by supporting this one form of institution that most of us actually trust. And we could probably kick that off with a Royal Commission into tax evasion. We can't live like this, guys. This is just not good enough. We really do need to put people back in charge of these corporations.